This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Leakers spying at the U.S. State Department are complaining that the upcoming annual State Department report makes no room for abortion and the so-called unmet need of contraception as human rights. Abortion advocates or advocates of eugenics use the term reproductive rights to soften the reality that abortion decimates certain supposedly undesirable people groups. While these abortion groups use the term reproductive rights, that term has never appeared in any UN human rights treaty. In the wake of investigative videos documenting lack of dignity offered human remains, Texas is trying to legally compel dignified burial of human remains coming from abortion clinics. Judges are permitted by the current Supreme Court Doe v. Bolton ruling to preserve abortion practice against substantial obstacles. However, Texas contends Doe v. Bolton as well as Gonzalez v. Carhart make room for such requirements, especially when the cost of such institutional burial is insignificant. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life. In other headlines, a federal HHS official is taking heat for testifying in court that immigrant minors have no constitutional right to abortion. And YouTube is using the radical pro-abortion group, the Southern Poverty Law Center, to help police its content. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.